Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program. I've got a YouTube video. It's only a minute and 37 seconds long. I want you to listen to. It's Ted Cruz answering questions from a reporter in Beaumont, Texas, about gay marriage. And so let's back up the video and take a listen.
Do you have a personal animosity against gay Americans?
Let me ask the question. Is there something about the left, and I'm going to put the media in this category, that's obsessed with sex? Why is it that the only question you want to ask concerns homosexuals? Okay, you can ask those questions over and over and over again. I recognize that you're reading questions from MSNBC. That you're wincing. You don't want to talk about foreign policy. I recognize you want to ask another question about gay rights. Well, you know, ISIS is executing homosexuals. You want to talk about gay rights? This week was a very bad week for gay rights because the expansion of ISIS, the expansion of radical theocratic Islamic zealots that crucify Christians, that behead children, and that murder homosexuals, that ought to be concerning you far more than asking six questions all on the same topic.
All right, so let's pause for just a minute. Did you get that? Can I back it up and let you listen to what he said again? Because it seems to be completely ignored by the media today. It's just about ignored. The degree to which ISIS is a problem and the greatest single focus in America today seems to be same-sex marriage, while there is an entire entity just an ocean away seeking to recruit young men and women to come be part of their organization. Let's listen to what he says again.
Sexuals. Okay, you can ask those questions over and over and over again. I recognize that you're reading questions from MSNBC. That you're wincing. You don't want to talk about foreign policy. I recognize you want to ask another question about gay rights. Well, you know, ISIS is executing homosexuals. You want to talk about gay rights? This week was a very bad week for gay rights because the expansion of ISIS, the expansion of radical theocratic Islamic zealots that crucify Christians, that behead children, and that murder homosexuals, that ought to be concerning you far more than asking six questions all on the same topic.
Do you have a personal animosity against gay Americans?
Do you have a personal animosity against Christians, sir? Your line of questioning is highly curious. You seem fixated on a particular subject. Look, I'm a Christian. Scripture commands us to love everybody. And what I have been talking about with respect to same-sex marriage is the Constitution, which
is the Constitution. Now, isn't that an amazing idea, is the Constitution? And the question that needs to be decided is, does the Constitution grant the authority to marry, or do the states? Do I, as a pastor, have the authority by the Constitution or the federal government or the state of North Carolina? Is the marriage license coming from a state, or is the marriage license coming from these United States? That's not even being discussed today. It's as though it's being completely ignored. Let's continue listening.
Is what we should all be focused on. The Constitution gives marriage to elected state legislatures. It doesn't give the power of marriage to a president or to an unelected judges to tear down the decisions enacted by democratically elected state legislatures.
Well, that's his thoughts. I thought it was an excellent response that Senator Ted Cruz from the state of Texas, who is one of many Republican candidates running for president of the United States. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.